Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. The word today is going to be coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. A very familiar verse. But I'm going to go ahead and expound on it as God has given it to me this day. And it reads as follows: If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And just for a few moments, I just want to talk on the subject, deal or no deal. Deal or no deal. This is the time in our life that we have to make some very conscious decisions when it comes to our life and our Christianhood. And in 2 Chronicles, it talks about Solomon. And Solomon's father was David. And David was after God's own heart. But Solomon was his child. And God chose Solomon to build the temple. And Solomon went ahead in obedience and he built this temple. And God was so pleased with him. It even states it in the Bible that the Lord was with him and he exalted him exceedingly. How many of us can say that God is so with us that he exalted us exceedingly because of our obedience? It's just that time of year that we're going to have to make a deal or no deal to follow Christ and with our whole heart. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. Well, Solomon went on, and Solomon was a praying man, and Solomon was over the children of Israel, and the children of Israel were a type of people just like you and I. They did a little this and they did a little that, but Solomon was a type of man, because of his praying and he believed in them, he never gave up on the children of Israel. And many of us are living today because someone in our family or someone has prayed us through this time when we were not actually walking the way we're supposed to walk or doing what we're supposed to do. And someone prayed like Solomon, and he prayed and he kept them before the Lord. And our names have been kept before the Lord by somebody. And because of that, God admonished Solomon to be exceedingly blessed. In other words, Solomon had a lot of suddenlies that happened just because he was in the favor of God. And he went on to say that God went on to tell Solomon, he said, now, I hear you praying for your people, and I know you love them, he said, but I'm going to have to let them know that times may get a little rough sometimes, just like he tells us. Time may get rough sometimes, but that don't mean I'm not with you, and times might get hard, and you may end up on the side of the road or where you not think where you do not believe you should be. But because God is the man in control, and he's the one leading and directing our lives, we have to be like Solomon, obedient. Solomon was so obedient to the word of God that God honored his prayer. One time after Solomon got through praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the temple. And it was so bright, God's glory, that no one could even go in and out, not even the priest, that no one could go in because God's glory. What am I saying? I'm saying that we need to learn to receive and actually want to enter into God's presence like that, because it's in God's presence that we get the fullness of joy and we get the understanding of where we are and we get the understanding of why we're going what we're going through, but knowing who our daddy is and knowing who we can depend on and knowing that God brought us to us that we got to go through it. And then as we're going through, we need to be growing through it. And as we're growing through it, we're able to go tell somebody else that even in the midst of everything going on, God is still good. And even the children of Israel had to recognize God was still good in spite of what they've done or what they were doing. God was still good to them. And then he had to let Solomon know. God said, you know what, Solomon, if you go to verse 12 of chapter 7, it says, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, I have heard your prayer. Isn't that awesome that God will show up and say, I've heard your prayer and I've chosen you and where you are, the temple that you build, to be a place of sacrifice. When can God come to you and said, I've heard your prayer, and because of your obedience, I'm able to make a place of sacrifice for us. And I'm telling you today, here's the deal. You got to choose deal or no deal. It's going to be for God I live or for God I die. We have to make our mind up. Yes, we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday, and this is the Sunday where God said, you know what, I'm going to send my only begotten son to come down, and I'm going to have him die for such a people as you and I. And even though we may not even deserve it, or we may not be in the position to even believe it, at some time. I'm going to still have him die and give us a place of escape. So in the midst of us doing what we're doing, he's going to come back at some point in time, and you're going to recognize that it was only through the grace of God that you made it this far. And at some point in time, you're going to release your sins, and you're going to forget those things that you used to do. And then you're going to go to verse 14. He said, if my people who are called by my name, we got to remember we are God's people. We're not the pastor's people. We're not the bishop's people. We are God's people. He said, if my people who are called by my name. So we need to recognize who we are, first of all, and we are God's people. We are a part of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, for the first part of the deal, this is what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to humble yourself. And as you humble yourself, what do you mean humble yourself? I'm going to need you not to get too proud or too haughty, you know, because you got a few gifts and talents. I'm going to need you not to be so arrogant because, oh, you learned how to do everything what they call right. And I'm going to need you to lower yourself in your dignity and in your importance. Yes, you are important to me, but you are not all that. I chose you in such a time as this. And then he said, after you humble yourself, now I'm going to need you to pray. I'm going to need you to talk to me. I need you to bring everything to me. I need you to have a little talk with me and tell me all about what you're going through and tell me everything that concerns you. And as you do that, he said, I want you to talk to me because I'm the one who loves you unconditionally. I'm the one that's going to show up in spite of your situation and your circumstances. I'm the one that's there for you and care for you. And then he said, the third thing, he said, now I'm going to need you to seek my face. What does that mean? I need you to get into my presence. I need you to find you some office hours or some hours that you just set aside for you and God where he can depend and meet you at a place every day. And I'm going to need you to seek my face. And then I'm going to need you to seek me with your whole heart. I'm going to need you to seek me today and tomorrow and then forget about me until something else happens. Seek me with your heart, whole heart. Seek for me every day. And then he goes on, he said, but now after you have humbled yourself and you and I have now built a relationship, we're praying and we're communicating and you're seeking my face, and now that we're in the presence of me, in order for me to give you everything that I need, now I'm going to need you to turn from your wicked ways, those evil things that you're doing and those evil things that you're participating in, those sins that you know that are not right or not lining up, those bad thoughts, believe it or not, but the Bible tells us he's even going to judge us at judgment time on our very thoughts. So we need to change our thoughts and line them up with the things of God. And if we change our thoughts and our talk, everything will just be a little bit better. Because then he said, once you do all that, he said, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. There's so much that we want God to do, but he's saying, what are you going to do for me? We have to do our part, saints. We're going to have to get in there and do what we need to do so that we can get results. In order to get a payday, you got to go to work. In order to get something, you're going to have to do something. You know, it's a give and take. God always told them back in the Bible, he said, now if you do this, I'm going to do that. But if you do this, it's always a give and take situation, because guess what? If we have to be held accountable of everything that we're doing, and once we become accountable and we can go and say, God, you know, I've messed up, and God, I haven't been where I need to be, and God, this is going on, but you know what? I still trust you, God. I still trust you. And he said, because I can see that you're doing this with your whole heart, and because you have decided to let go of you and recognize it has nothing to do with you but all about me, because he has called us to be servants of God. We are put on this earth to give him praise and to give him glory. We are called on this earth to tell others about him. That's the Great Commission. Go and ye and tell somebody. You know, we got a problem with telling. We're going to have to open our mouths, because when something good shows up, we ain't got no problem with opening our mouths and saying it. So we're going to have to say God is good all the time in spite of the situation. God is good all the time. I don't care what nobody say. What comes my way, I still have to trust God. Situations are going on in our lives. We got to still say, God, I trust you. God, I don't want to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to trust you. So today, I'm going to take your deal. But if you read on in chapter 7 of 2 Chronicles, if you get down to verse 19 and 20, he said, but if you do not,
if you do not take the deal, he said, I'm going to have to, verse 19 says, but if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go serve other gods and worship them, verse 20 says, then I will uproot them from the land which I have given them, and in this house which I have sanctified in my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will not, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among the people. What is he saying? He's saying, if you don't want to take my deal, then I'm going to have to disconnect myself. I'm going to uproot you, you know, because when you're a planter or a sower, or if you know anything about planting, you have to go in the dirt in order to get something to come up. But at any point, if the root is disconnected and you don't see nothing growing, you go in there, there's no root because you have just been disconnected. And what am I saying? I'm saying don't find your place being uprooted, because you'll look like you're connected and you're not connected, because you have yet to do the things that God have called or told us to do. So we have got to get to the point that we don't just look connected, but we are connected. You know, have you ever plugged up your cell phone at night and got up in the morning and you find out that it's almost dead? You know why? Because it appeared to be connected. And that's what God is calling us out of, a form of godliness. He needs us to seek him with our whole heart. He needs us to pray to him and be earnest with him, and to come to him and say, God, I can't do nothing without you. I don't know how to make it without you. It was only because of your touch this morning that I woke up, and it's only because of you watching over me all night last night that no hurt or harm or danger has come into my home. So, but that, Lord God, I trust you, Lord God. So I'm going to take the deal, Lord God. I don't want to look like I'm connected. I want to be connected. I don't want to appear to be like I'm going to be charged up. I want to be fully charged in you, Lord God. I want your whole blessing, Lord God, not a half a blessing. And you know, most of us, we like to eat, so you know, we can relate to that in the church people. Church people, they don't want a piece of pie. We want the whole pie. So that's how we want to be with God. We just don't want one blessing. We want everything that he said he has for us. And to do that, we got to do our part. What's the deal? Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear from heaven. So God wants to do this for you. And you got to want him to do it by doing your part. Just like when we are living from day to day, we got things that come our way, things that we have to make decisions on. But guess what? If we keep God first, if we lean on God, if we trust God, it will be so much easier, even in those situations and circumstances that are hard, even in those circumstances and situations that we just feel like we're about to lose our mind. But because we're connected, God will send his comforter, and the Holy Ghost will be there, and he will lean on you. You can lean on him, and he will guide you, and he will send people there that's going to help you get through. So the deal is to take the deal that God, for God I live, and for God I die. I choose the deal because I don't want to appear to be connected. I am connected. I don't want to look like I'm a part of. I am a part of. And we got to change our talk to who our daddy say we are. Blessed and highly favored. That's what he said. He said we're blessed coming in and blessed coming out. So who would want to be a part of that deal? Who wouldn't want to be a part of the deal where he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I take the deal. I'm just going to trust you, Lord God, in spite of my own mind. He said, but then when you come to me and pray, believe that it's already done. See, because everything that we need and everything that we're going through was already done on the cross. So it's nothing new to God. There's nothing you can say or do that God already don't know about, it because he took it to the cross already in advance. We have advanced blessings already done. All we got to do is get the right mindset and receive it. And as we receive it, hallelujah, God can come in and be the God that he say he is to us. Be the God, the creator of all things. Be the God that we need in those times of good and bad situations. Again, my name is Minister Michelle Johnson of Inspirational Word Ministry. I praise God for this opportunity to come before you. And again, I say thank you, and to God be the glory, deal or no deal.
Mr. Michelle, how may someone get in contact with you if they want to bless you with some donations, or they just want to get your ministry?
Hi, I'm Inspirational Word. I do have my phone number is 661-916-6703. Again, that's 661-916-6703, or you can reach me by email. My email is mrj112960@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram.